Don't touch anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton. We are here and ready to rock. And it is going to be a crazy week. We had a really busy week last week. And we're still doing stuff with that week, with the two shows coming out. We put a great reaction video out called it's behind the scenes of the show called Ranking on Jubilee. So it was a pretty good show. And the show, they did very good. I can't complain the way they portrayed me. Can you, Nick?
No. I mean, they did the best they could.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
With the content that they were collecting, so.
That's what you're saying to me. I didn't know that.
It was just good. I liked it.
First, before I get started, let me thank Oliva Cigar, our sponsors. They are here, and they are with us, Oliva. Listen, I just got some more cigars. You like them. You like my cigars.
Your cigars are good, too.
Yeah, the best.
Great. The best. The best. They're light. And I don't like a...
Well, you don't like a hard cigar. Yeah. You know, that's why you thought getting a Connecticut wrapper, because it's a light wrapper, would make it...
Are good. I like them.
True, but no, that's not the truth. Like, meaning, you can get a harder wrapper, a dark wrapper that's a mild wrapper.
Yeah, I mean, yours is dark, and it's
Really dark. They're medium, you know, and they're about like that. What I want to do, a couple of things I want to talk about, Nick, that I think they'd be good. First of all, we talk a lot, so it's pretty cool. First of all, the two shows that I was on last week, I did a live show on it. I had some people reacting or whatever it was. Do you think, like, listen, I will tell the whole audience and everything. Yes, I was a little bit under the weather, pretty high. My back was hurting, and I went out there. And I was, thank God you didn't give me
the last few hits that you needed. Or wanted,
what would have happened?
Definitely
then.
Didn't need them. Yeah.
Well,
I definitely could conjures up the rabbit out of the hat.
Oh,
just pulled it right out.
Well, because this is medical.
It's medical. It is medical. Everyone. It's for everything wrong with him.
Well, I do have a lot wrong.
Yep. That's I didn't want to go into the. I'm not a doctor.
Well,
allegedly.
I mean, it could be like meant. I don't have a. That's not true. I don't have a mental.
Come on. Let's just go ahead and. There we go.
Niggas, leave that. Don't do that.
I'm going to mute your coughs.
No, I don't.
Why not mute the coughs?
I don't have a mental issue. I don't have a mental issue. Not one that I know of, anyway. Some people might say I do.
Well, you threw away the paperwork, so.
I threw away the paperwork for my mental illness?
Yeah, technically, no, you don't.
What paperwork? There was no paperwork, see? There's none. See, Morty? See, I'm our buddy Morty there. It's just, he's my boy. So he says no.
Okay, what do you think about that guy setting himself on fire?
You told me that was crazy.
Did you read
into
that?
I have
no idea about it, but apparently, allegedly for facts, that it was a Trump rally or something, and then they started shooting off shots and then lit himself on fire.
Is this lately this happened?
This is like 3 days ago.
Wow.
It's pretty lit. It's pretty lit, guys.
I mean, you got to be off your whack order. I mean, you know.
Talk about getting me to the booths. Sorry, that was rude. I'm not really sorry. But that is insane.
That's insane. Talking about a Trump rally, you know, I wanted to talk about the Trump thing. You know, Trump's trial really started. It's in its fifth day. But today was the opening statements.
I heard that they keep pushing it back because the jury just keeps being too one-sided.
No. At this point right now.
I heard it on the TV in your mother's room. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's me. They talk about me. It's just right now they had opening statements today, which was, and it's the hush money trial. See, now, listen, and you know how I am. I think this is a witch hunt of some sort. I'm not talking it's a big deal.
You're all about hush money.
It's about hush money thing, but I what did he do so wrong that he belongs to be thrown into trial? Now, what they're saying...
And this has nothing to do with January 6th. This is just hush money.
This is just the hush money. Now, here's what he did. This is what they're alleging. He used campaign funds, which, hey, they can prove this, and he paid all his legal bills and paid her hush money in campaign funds, which I think is not allowed. That's what it is. It's illegal. But even if it's illegal, it's whatever it is, you know, make him pay it back, do whatever you're going to do. Here's the thing is he's not using, he's been using all that money for legal fees. I guess, I don't know what's legal or not.
Well, exactly, I mean, you know. Technically, he has to use it to run for president because if he goes to jail, then he can't go be the president. Case closed. He's a free man.
Wrong, he's number a free one. Man. He can go to jail. He can run, be the president, even going to jail.
He's a free man.
So
he can use that money for court purposes. I would believe so.
You're trying to argue with a place that's no good. But no. I don't know.
I feel like, but here's the thing. The people who are donating it, are they mad? Are they mad?
Not that I know. That's so why I agree. Why, see,
who
I agree.
Cares? Are they, is his little rally crew mad?
I don't see who's no? mad.
Then what is the deal for with that?
Like, right.
Go after
I don't
him
see
for
a
the
victim.
January 6th.
I don't see a victim.
Yeah. And now, if you're just like, oh, he's screwing over his little rally boys. Well, his little rally boys don't care. So
well,
they're going to give him double the money.
I knew by law, Nick, you don't have to have a victim like to be prosecuted for a crime. Like, you know, a victim can say, I don't want to prosecute. I don't care. It doesn't matter. The prosecutor can still prosecute. Yeah. Which I'm hard against that one, people, because... Listen, if there's no victim, like you said, if nobody's complaining that he took my money, he did something, and is it against the people? Like, I understand if he does a crime that puts him on a better stand with money or doing something.
How much was this worth? Like, how much in total, do you know?
Oh, how many, what? How much he stole?
How much was the...
Just the hush money?
Yeah.
It was only $130,000.
Okay, well, how much did Logan Paul... Just sweep under the rug with his cryptocurrency scam?
Oh, good one. I think, wasn't it 1.8 million? I think it was.
Okay, or? So.
Oh,
listen. No one's coming after him, maybe because he pushed all the agendas they need him to push.
No, I don't. Listen, yes man. I totally think they went after Trump in the wrong way here.
That's what I'm saying, because Logan Paul definitely stole way more.
This is not even, 100%. This is just a real. You know, the government is looking worse and worse. Now, listen, the state has the right to do something because he tried to interfere with the election in 2020.
Alleged.
alleged. My thinking there is I get that one. This crap, what he says at a rally to try to incite people to go down there and march. Yeah, he did, but that's what all politicians do. They get their followers hyped up to go vote, to go do whatever they're going to do. So don't blame him. And then you're really cutting corners telling him to do that, in my opinion. So my opinion is not a fact, but it is alleged. I just, listen, I look at that and I just see it's just let the people do it. Now, if he wins the election, the Democrats just said, listen, you know who you blame? I don't blame. Good for Trump. I blame the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. Is the only one running? Is Biden?
Joe Biden.
It's the only person they picked.
That's
on the side
the problem
is Biden.
I have.
Interesting. Really?
How do you have an election?
Person?
How do you tell the Democrats, we're your party, but we only have the president? He did 4 years. He showed us what he can do. Now let us as voters either put him back in office or say, you know what, guys? Let's get another guy.
They did that independently. They didn't.
Well, the party did it. Yeah, I mean, the Democratic Party.
But no, like, America didn't take a vote on who they
wanted. Well, technically, they did. They're going to say they did because they went around and did it. But when they don't put money for the other candidates, they don't have debates, they don't do anything. They really, it's all bullshit.
Biden has the government's fund for his re-election debate or whatever.
As the president.
I know, but who's funding him running again? Is it the government?
Oh, no. The Democratic Party.
Oh, okay.
I personally think there should be none of this, and I think the government should fund each campaign equal amount. Or if there's a third party that's viable, let's say it's an independent party, I think every one of these parties should be given the same amount of money and run. Now you can even see how they screw up money, if you want to.
Yeah, but I don't know, because... What if you have more people on one side that just want to give more money to that side? Then it's kind of just, I feel like that's totally acceptable as well.
Then
it's just like, then your side needs to make more money and donate more money to your side? Sorry.
Well, so, you know, again, that's where you it's not going to be fair. The people with the most money are going to keep the people, put the foot on the neck of the people without the most money.
So.
And that's what's been happening. Right. So how do you stop that? How do you stop one party? First of all, we're in a two-party system. We're in a Democrats. Why aren't we have a viable third party? I think we are time. Back when we had the elections and back when we started, we had the 13 colonies and everything else, and not many people. I remember when I was in politics, it was 180 million people in the world. Now that in the United States. In the United States. Now there's 360 million people in the United States. So more than double. More than double. Yep. So if there's more than double since that time frame that I'm talking about till now, you have to change the system.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You
oh,
have, for sure. But you have to, like, they have to be, there has to be start, better candidates.
Where do you start to change? Better candidates? Do you rip the piece of paper up and start a new piece of paper, or
no? I think you just gotta
riot against the Capitol. Like where do you
start? Gotta change laws. The Constitution needs to be changed. Everyone talks about this Holy Grail document. Well, listen, guys, when that document was made, they had muskets, and
all of them were like 18 to 20, like five.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and they were young. Very. They did it for the volunteerism. There's no money, nothing. And I love the document, and I think it's one of the best documents ever made. It survived 240-something years right now. So why don't we go in and just hone it? We have done it already. Remember, there were 10 Bill of Rights. That's the Constitution. Original Bill of Rights were 10. Then it was amended, and now you have 27. So it was amended 14 times. One was given and taken away, which was the 19th to 20th Amendment, which is Prohibition.
Where does the Roe versus Wade fall?
Roe versus Wade is not in it.
No, I know, but where
okay,
does it fall? I'm just saying, where does it fall?
Roe versus Wade is...
Because that was definitely a law, and then it wasn't. And
no,
then
no,
it
no,
was,
it's a law, but it was not saying. A law. It was passed by the Supreme Court. Not passed.
And yes, I know it wasn't case amendment. Happened. I just...
Right. The only way that could be permanent is when the law is changed, like the government, actually the Congress actually passed a law.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's how laws are made. They get passed there, and then they get tested by the Supreme Court, see if it's legal.
I'm just a bill. Capital
you, right, bill. If you know how that's made. But anyway, right now, so I'm looking at some stuff that they write about. He is just such... Is it too soon to say that Donald Trump is funny?
It's not too soon, no.
Okay. No, is it too soon to say also that he is probably the greatest manipulator of the media that I've ever seen.
It's amazing. The way he does his own interviews is amazing.
Oh,
it's absolutely amazing.
No, he really can actually, he does that. He will literally, and this is not a joke, people. Nick is not kidding. What Donald Trump will do is actually be in a interview with someone else and say he's being interviewed by somebody else. And it's probably the funniest thing you ever saw, because I get a kick out of that big time. You know,
speaking
that.
Of electoral interference.
Oh, that's what he says. Has nobody mentioned that was the greatest interview, the worst interviewer I've
Tucker
ever met.
Tucker Carlson.
He was terrible, man. I mean,
Tucker.
Call him what you want. You might like his politics, but boy, he let Donald Trump run an interview, run over him like it wasn't even there. I think he said five words the whole hour.
Yeah, they're butt buddies, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, good for him, but there was no interview to listen to. You didn't get anything new. You just got Donald Trump. You know, Trump.
It was running in circles.
Yeah, right? It really was. With that, I mean, listen, Donald Trump, whether you like him a lot, you think he's crazy, you think he's a bad business, the guy's a smart guy. He manipulated this stuff for his whole life.
How old is he?
He's 77, I think.
77, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's 77 years old.
When are we putting a cap on it? Like, what do you think the cap
That's what I think the big problem is.
What do you
is?
Think the cap should be? What do you personally think the cap should be?
75.
No way.
Younger?
Yeah.
I see very 70. Sharp 75.
70.
Old. But I seen sharp 75.
70.
Maybe
You've
70.
Seen. That was
many
a very
of my
broad,
friends, and you know what I mean.
I know, but that was a very broad, I have seen some sharp 75.
Well, I know so. Sharp 75. Old.
I know, but.
Very sharp. They could run the country. Or they could, if they were in that business, so to speak. So okay. I do agree with that, Nick, but I do think 70 might be a good number, too. Even though they're saying, you know, you're healthier now. You're it's not. Maybe because I'm 62.
I think, okay, no, here's my solid opinion right here. Retirement, 65, there's the cutoff. Boom, 65, sorry. That's retirement. So we're going to stick with 65 is my cutoff.
I don't think you could do that. I think you got to go with mandatory like they do to judges. I think certain places.
Yeah, how does it, how does that work? So he gets voted in, and then he can stay for how many years?
Yeah, he's voted. They have an election every 6 years.
How many times can he be voted back in?
Until he's 70 years old.
Oh, so it cuts at 70.
Yes. So once he's 70, I think they moved it up to 75 or something, but whatever. Yeah, I think they moved it up to 75. But they just moved it up. It used to be 70. Wow. And I agree with that, Nick. You're right. I think they're putting a mandatory, like, okay, time to... You got too many people's lives at stake as a judge.
As a judge.
But let him be the president. You know, it makes zero sense. Yeah. But listen, I think it's proven this. If there's any time in my history of my life that they've proven that we've never had two people like this old running, ever. Ever. Always had one young one, whether it was Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, even Bushes were young. You know, the none of them were 80. You know, nobody was pushing 80 years old. At one's least. 81 and one's 77. Donald Trump's gonna be, I think, 77. I think, and he's gonna be 81 or some crazy number. Are you
I'm actually
crazy?
Pretty excited for it to be over because after these 4 years, this whole.
Well, they have to go. Joe Biden has to go.
He's gone. I mean, yeah, after this 4 years, no matter what, they're both done. Let's, you know, this is, I think this
which
is
whoever
drama.
Is the president, you're right.
You know, this is done. This
well,
is
not, not, no. Donald Trump, if he doesn't win, he can run again.
Oh my God, if he doesn't win. Holy shit, he keeps this going for another 8 years?
No, four, because then it.
But that person's probably going to win again. You know, he's going to run again, dude.
85. Still lying.
Still
bullshit.
Just fucking with everybody, dude. Oh. Just messing.
Still under indictment in five states.
Yeah, he's just a troll. He's just an Xbox troll, dude. He's just trying to grief your world. He's just here to mess everything up.
Well, we will let everybody know on this thing. I'm going to be going back to. I'm going to be going on Twitch. And I'm going to be trying Twitch, and we're going to be going on, I'm going to be playing GTA and Spider-Man. That's the two games.
Spider-Man?
Totally.
You've decided
playing
Spider-Man. It?
I'm told, I don't know why, maybe I didn't order, it will be ordered today, and I want to get that, I want to get that in, and I want to try it, and I want to learn. Now, I can play GTA on that box I'm getting, right?
The box? Yeah.
Even though I have an account on another
thing. We should probably just see if Spider-Man is on the place, or on the PC.
Should we start using a PC as a gaming console?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah. So then why am I buying one?
I don't know if Spider-Man's on, because it's a PlayStation exclusive. So it might be, I don't know. I don't think it is.
Well, we'll look.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but I do know it is supposed to be a PlayStation exclusive. Yeah, but before you buy it, we should see if we could just get it on the
computer. No, no,
and
no.
You just hook it up to the TV.
Oh, 100%.
And you can just use a controller.
100%.
Yeah, instead of spending $500 on just one game, you know?
You mean the game console, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But anyways, I looked at that. So news. So are you sick and tired of it already? No, this has been a very quiet election season. Like, you know, to me, it's been very quiet.
No, I'm sick and tired. It's been like how many years? 8, 9, 10, 11.
What are you talking about?
Since this whole Trump stuff has started, it's just it's
oh
still,
Trump.
It's
well, Trump
still
is the president
on.
From 2016 to 20, so he's been around since 2015. We're almost 10 years of Donald Trump's crazy
Jesus,
shit.
And we got 4 more years.
What?
It's 14 years of him just like if he's really in. Going on this troll tour, you know, just absolutely just pissing everyone off. It's got to end. It's got to end. You know, it has to end at some point.
You know who, but again, I never blame one side. I try to stop being a little
I'm not, but.
No, I mean myself. I try to be more analytical as I get older, Nick. I look at things a little different. I was very hop-headed. Still am, I guess. But more is what I meant by that is I start thinking, I sit down. I've learned two things on that. I try to calm down and then do an answer when I'm calm. Try. And then also look at it from other points of view. But I always did that as a lawyer from the legal ass. Always look at something legally, and then I look at it morally. Like, you know why I tell people that? It's legal to have drink and get slobby drunk in front of your kid in your house. Is that right to do?
Oh, like morally? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know because it's not my kid.
Well, but, I mean, on maybe like 4th of July, it's all right.
You know what I'm getting at.
Maybe like
is,
every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
I think
Thursday,
everyone has to
Friday
find
it's probably not okay.
I just think everybody has to find their own balance or whatever it is. And what, because everybody's life is different.
Yeah.
And nobody should think they got the same life as the next guy. Look at my ADD. But
it didn't even do
anything. I know.
It did nothing.
But that's how I look at that, Nick, as far as...
Oh. Whoops.
Don't do that. What are you looking to get, a cigar?
One of my Connecticut's.
Oh, take your box around so you don't have to, you know, man. But yeah, he likes the Connecticut's and he likes our cigars. But.
Oh, yours are way better than these. I just had about 8 of yours in the past day or so.
Not 8. Nick is now a cigar smoker.
I probably had 2.
Yeah, I should have never brought him into the
cigar.
And
I coughed.
Oh, Jesus. Now he's done. He is such a hypochondriac.
It hurt.
He's sick.
It hurt.
He's always
sick. I'm never sick. Do not put that on my name. I've never called in sick. I'm not sick. False. Wrong. What do you think about Shane Gillis's new Netflix series coming out?
When is it coming out?
I don't know. No idea. But it's supposed to be a spinoff on that Tires skit he did with the shop, the sexual harassment. Course.
Oh, with the course. Yeah,
he's
the
like, what, we can't talk nut anymore? Oh, no, he was like, we can't talk cum anymore.
Oh, he didn't say that, did he?
Yeah.
We both love Shane Gillis, so, I mean, how don't you like him?
All right, can you pull up Taylor Swift's streaming numbers? Because she just broke 2 ginormous records in the past 2 days. She topped every single record there could be, probably.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, with both albums. She doubled, released an album, 2 albums. 2 albums. How many songs are an album? 20? 16? 2 albums she dropped and had all these girls just absolutely mind blown. They're crying on the internet, shaking. They're shaking on the internet because Taylor Swift dropped them 2 albums.
They're shaking on the internet.
They're like trying to solve puzzles and...
Oh, what, is she giving something away?
No, her team just started, like, dropping clues in states. Different states.
Oh, so nobody knows what's happening.
No, it's already happened, but, like, for the past couple of days, everybody's been freaking out trying to solve, like, puzzles and stuff.
And why is that?
A marketing genius, you know? She was, like,
You mean just for her album?
Yeah, she just, like, was throwing clues around cities, and then her fans are so crazy. They were, like, figuring them out, like, Morse code and stuff.
She doesn't quit, does she?
No.
I'll tell you what, that girl's got some work ethic. I mean...
Adderall!
Oh, you think she's... No, she never touched Adderall in her life.
That is false. Holy cow. She is chewing on Adderall. I watched that half of that tour. What is it? The Taylor Swift tour?
Right? Oh, yeah, the Eras tour.
She was for sure hyped up on Addies. That hard. How can you do that? How can a person do all of that? What are you looking up?
I'm looking up the new album. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. The Tortured Poets Department. And it's released April 19th already. A double album edition subtitled Anthology was surprise released on the same day containing 15 additional songs. So she gave out 2 without, you know.
Yeah, pretty, she gave.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's always doing things differently. You know, her buying her records back was a mega
move.
There's
a huge Kim, like, drama with it, too, apparently.
Who?
Like, one of the songs has Kim's name in it. I don't know. I'm not that big of a Swifty. I'm a Swifty for sure, but I just know all of the headlines that Kim K and her are beefing again over this stuff.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm Team Kim, though, I think. I'd rather be Team Kim.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm Team Kim.
Not me. I can't. Not because these Kardashians just starting trouble to keep their name in the paper.
Yeah, I know. I'm a villain. I'm not a villain. I'm a villain like a
you like
fan.
The villain.
Yeah.
So you like him just busting this poor girl's chops? Like,
oh yeah, dude.
You liked what 50 Cent did to her?
Kanye? Yeah, it was
Kanye.
Entertaining. It was great.
Either of those terrible. Great. I mean, dude, that's not...
okay. So what about Will Smith and Rock?
I'd have slapped the shit out of that dude.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Can you believe
that?
And then they
let him stay and win an Oscar.
And lift, you know, like, praise on him and all this crap.
They got a standing ovation. A standing ovation.
I know. Isn't that crazy? But you know what? I like all the comedians stuck up for...
Yeah, good.
Good. You know, Chappelle.
They are like the closest tight-knit community is the community.
Comedians,
yeah, it seems like.
Yeah, they don't mess with the comedian community. You know, they seem pretty tight.
They seem like a drama clique, though, too. I don't know them at all, but.
I think opposite.
Catty. It's probably catty.
I think they're opposite. I think they don't give a fuck. Maybe their wives are drama or their, but they want to go on the road. They don't give a fuck. They remind me of guys like when I was a jewel robber. When we went on the road, we never complained. We never did anything. We watched sport. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, what are you going to put on? Oh, my God. What are you doing? Oh, what are we eating? Shut up, bitch. Jesus. You know, that's exactly what happened.
Is that why you did so many robberies? You were just trying to get out of the
house?
Just
to get away. I really wanted to quit years ago.
Yeah. But it was just all that nagging. Jeez. You find yourself very easily just like, I'm leaving. See ya. I'm going to go heist. I'm going to go stake out this jewelry store I had my eye on. I'll be back in 2 days, babe.
I'll be back in a month.
Yeah.
Get away from you. Look at this. See, I'm reading about this. Taylor Swift's new album receives harsh review by anonymous author due to threats of violence.
I don't know. I can't.
How does somebody give her that when there's threats of violence in rap music? That's unbelievable.
I don't know. I can't really, like, that's just a headline. I don't know. I have any idea what it even means. It's just a headline to me. I have no idea what that means. It's like a Yelp. You go into McDonald's and you're like, I am a Yelp reviewer. I will do it. What records did it break?
Look at Taylor Swift fans flocked to a bar that was mentioned album drop that dropped.
Wow. Probably put the bar out
of
business.
They rushed to a London pub.
Yeah. Put it out of business for sure.
Not out of business. You gotta love it.
No, they destroyed it. They didn't have enough workers.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's giving it a bad review.
No, I disagree.
No, I know. This is all just alleged facts.
Yeah, Nick is just a shit starter.
What are the records? She broke records. What are those?
Yeah, what are the two records she broke, you said?
I don't know. That's you. I thought you were the...
I'm the what?
I don't know. I thought you were the T-Swift expert. The T-Swifties. What's your favorite T-Swift song?
I don't know him.
You don't know him, but you're a Swiftie?
No.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift moment?
The way she handled the... Was it Kanye?
All right, what's the second one? We know that one. What's the second one? Or do you only know one?
Oh, I like the way she did it.
I know, I could tell it. Let me guess.
Her and Post Malone.
What?
They did a duet or something.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yeah, they met. Yes, they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
No.
Hello. Matter of fact, I watched it when they met during the football game.
Oh, okay.
In a cross.
But you just said that they did a song together.
They did or something. Like that. They did some music together. Hmm.
Interesting. I don't think that is the truth. They have a song out. If so, I would love to hear it. It's probably a banger.
Oh.
But I don't think that they have a song out. I don't think that the higher powers at BU would let that happen. I think they would just destroy charts, you know?
Oh, my God.
So I don't think they have a song together. I think I definitely would know about it.
Maybe they don't have a song.
You know?
Yeah, the pop star's 11th studio album raked in a stunning 300 million streams in a single day on Friday on Spotify alone. Alone on Spotify, 300 million. Wow, that's on Spotify, becoming the most streamed album in a single day in just 12 hours. Wow. Amazon and Apple also says Swift's album broke records across their respective streaming platforms, shatter Spotify and other streaming records. She's
what does
amazing.
She do for fun? Do you think that has nothing? To
she
do
goes
with
out
music.
With Kelso.
Yeah, Kelsey. She just gets smashed. That's her hobby.
You know, they say she likes to have a few drinks. I'd like to hang with her. Oh, I think I can hang with her.
She's a little party girl, that's for sure. She's doing rails.
Oh, good for her. Yeah.
I don't care. That's what I'm saying. She's definitely chewing on Adderall. That's
Listen,
for
whatever
sure.
she wants to do, she
you
deserves
can't be,
it.
You can't be doing all those concerts and not be on something.
I mean, I you would think, but it. No, I'm like that. You know, I don't. I'm not on anything, and I.
You're not doing any of those concerts, even to the 1% level she's doing.
In the 1%,
dude, look up her right now.
Oh,
look
I know.
Up, look up her jet. Look up her jet tracking of 2023.
Go look no, at I know you.
You seen it?
No, no, it's crazy,
insane, dude. It's absolutely insane.
Her jet tracking.
Within like a day, she's taken like 5 jets. You know, like it's just like in a day, she's hopping on like 2-3 planes in a day.
She must be sick in them.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. She's got 2 of them. She's got 2 jets. Yep.
You know why she has 2 jets?
It's like a.
You know why she has 2 jets? Because one waited 5 minutes too long.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And that she can't have that.
It's like a minute long video of just like it's America or it's the world, you know, and then it's just her jets.
Is it cool?
It's pretty cool. Look it up. It's pretty cool.
I'll do it after. We'll have people look it up as well. The, you know.
Because they did that to Elon, too. Elon thought he had his jets, like, on lock and some, like, high school kid.
Right. Yeah. He tried to buy it, too, didn't he?
Yeah, Elon was like, I'll give you, like.
$5,000.
$5,000. And the kid was like, no, dude, you could pay for my college. I was like, good, dude. Have him pay for your college. Do not like accept $5,000
from the richest man in the world.
$5,000? No.
From the richest man in the world.
No. I was like, good going, kid. Have him pay for your college or keep doing it.
Did he?
Huh? I don't know. I don't know what happened with it. I have no idea. But the kid better work for him now, you know? You know, Elon definitely probably offered him a job or something.
Yeah, Elon's a cool dude. Yeah. I like him. I like his crazy the way he is.
Even if he is, if they're supervillains in the end, I still liked him.
Why do you call a guy supervillain?
I think Bezos definitely a supervillain.
But why? He invented, he makes your life easier. You should be thanking him, kissing his ass.
I am. Oh, okay. It doesn't matter. I can still have
it. You still think opinion. He's a villain?
Yeah, I can still have an opinion about it. Yeah.
But why? Okay, give me your opinion why somebody, am I a villain?
No, that's like fucking everyone in New York being like, oh God, he's fucking not a villain. But we're still kissing his ass because he's doing good shit for us. Was he a villain? Yeah. Was he helping the neighborhood? Yeah. He's still a villain. In the grand scheme of the storyline that everyone has.
What, was I a villain in
this world? You're a villain. You're a villain, yes. Yeah. And now you're probably an anti-hero. You know?
But anti? No, I don't get that.
Anti-hero. Yeah, you'd be an anti-hero.
No, I'm a hero.
No. Okay. You'd be an anti-hero. Yeah, but yeah, you definitely started out as a villain for sure. Oh, you're putting irons on people's chests.
Yeah, but they deserve it.
Okay, well, what about the people you tied up?
Well, they deserve a part of life. You know, like I said on the show,
part of life. It's not. I've never been tied up, and I'm not planning on it.
Never, your girl never tied you?
No, this is forceful.
Oh, okay.
In a store during an active robbery with a gun pointed at my face. No, I haven't.
That's good.
Guns, yeah, but I've never been tied up, no.
I
which is fine, you know. You didn't hurt him. They should get over it. I agree with you. It's fine. Well,
listen, I don't mean to downplay anybody's I often say this. Everybody's sense of whatever they went through is their own sense, and we shouldn't downplay that in any way. Like myself, Nick, I think, you know, just because I've been through more than most people doesn't put my bullshit on top of theirs or worse than them. In other words, they have a bad feeling for whatever happened to them. Could be nothing. It could be, you know, missing an appointment. I don't know, whatever it is, like my mother. You know, whatever drives them crazy. And I get that.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, you know, we got to do that. We could talk about it right here. We got to have her in tonight.
What?
We got to put a video of her up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on. That's a get out of a break. Yeah. That'll get the algorithm nice.
Got to do something. And definitely it's not posting bong rips out of naked women's.
Oh, that was only 420. And I didn't do that on purpose. And I was trying to make a thumbnail. And I tried to get out of that one real quick.
You wrote a
and
description.
Am I okay now?
You wrote a description. What do you mean you were trying to make a thumbnail? You wrote a whole description. Happy 420, guys.
Because it was there.
Thumbnails don't have descriptions.
I thought, yes, they do.
No, they don't. So how did you think you were making a thumbnail? When you, like, hashtagged it and, like...
I didn't hashtag it.
I know, but...
Because I tried to cut it, and get
the, and it was a video, Larry.
Thumbnail. No, that's video. Why I tried to just get the picture up and take a screenshot of the picture.
You wrote a description.
I was there. I might as well do it right. That's how I looked at that one. But the
you're like, you gave me the option. I thought I was doing the thumbnail.
Yeah. Morty, did I do all right, Morty?
I get it.
Yeah, Morty. What's Morty talking about now? He's been real lazy today.
He tried jumping up on the couch today. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Settle down, Turbo. Jeez. He's trying to like run around the yard and stuff. So he's feeling better, but he's also feeling too good that he thinks that he can start running around. But we don't want him messing anything up because he can still tear and decay or whatever it's called, his meniscus. He can still mess his meniscus
up. Oh, really? The other one? Mm-hmm. Make it worse, you mean?
Yeah. 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 Because they had to, like, chunk out a certain part of his meniscus on the right foot. So they were like...
No, the left they did, didn't it?
I don't know.
The left they did, I think?
I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. So it's the left because I could see his hairs there.
Right.
You can see
I think he did the left first and then they'd have to do the right, right? And that's it. Whoa, is it? All right, we're going to leave that one alone. So you think, hey, listen, there's a couple of shows out people want me to watch.
Yeah, I've been seeing them.
Did you ever see a show, ever hear of a show called Unlock? Something.
I've heard your comments.
Netflix, I've been reading.
Yeah.
We got to check it out.
So what we should do for that is you should go live and kind of not really pay too much attention to chat. You know, maybe give them segments that we can cut out of the main video. So make it live in a main video at the same time.
So do it a Twitch?
Or a YouTube. Yeah. You got to work on your Twitch because to get your Twitch back, we need your IENs and
I'm going to do that today. I really want to do that. I don't want to get that
because
done.
You can go live on Twitch and YouTube at the same time.
Oh, you can? Just put two cameras up?
No. You just put two stream keys in your OBS.
Yeah, good. You have to show me how to do that.
So, well, apparently I don't know how to do it anymore.
So you
after,
don't?
After last stream, apparently I don't know how to set up a stream anymore.
It didn't work, did it?
Yeah, it wasn't working.
Yeah, why didn't it work?
I have no idea. It just kept echoing. I kept picking up every single mic on the entire setup.
Did you fall down a rabbit hole that day, maybe?
Mm-mm.
Or maybe I should use headphones?
Yeah,
and that would take that away, maybe?
Yeah, but I didn't. You said you didn't like using headphones.
I don't mind headphones. It's not that big of a deal.
Your little sketch headphones? You do need better headphones, though, for sure.
Oh, you mean what, like a little pair?
You just need ones that won't die all the time. They just plug into your controller.
Well, you can plug that in and leave it plugged in.
No, I know.
The controller into the computer.
Yeah, but you have to plug into the controller. You have to. There's two plugs in it. There's a charger plug and then a controller plug, and that's not normal. Like, mine just has a one plug that goes right into your...
But it only has one plug. And has it... Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but then it dies if it's not plugged in.
And it has a hearing, like one hearing hole, and then one that goes into the
Every
computer.
Mic should just have this. That's it. That's all you need. It's one.
Well, that's all I have. No, not have mic. Two. No, you're talking about the microphone.
Yeah, the white ones, the Turtle Beaches.
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
They run on a battery. It's dumb.
No, they don't.
They run on a charge.
A charge, yeah. Well, you can charge them with the.
It's dumb. They're good. They're good little headphones, but it's just too many wires.
Well, you can do, you know, like I said, charge them and wireless too. You know,
it's too much work.
Too much work.
Yeah. It is. Totally is. Sorry.
I had battery. I even had a battery.
So
is
paying tolls.
Oh, boy, let's not get on that.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, brother.
All right, what are you watching on YouTube?
Brother. Easy, brother.
What's your favorite YouTube now? What are you watching on YouTube?
Okay, what's
your top three YouTubes right now?
D-Money. Hey, biddy, doing another reaction video.
It's your boy, D-Money here. Back at it again.
Boys.
Another day, another reaction.
Another day, another reaction.
He's funny.
I love that kid.
He's funny.
Oh, he makes me laugh. Yeah. He makes me.
He is funny.
He's up there a lot. He's starting to pop it. Okay, let's go. People got to go check him out. If you ever want to go check it, it's called D just the letter D, and then money, M-O-N-E-Y, TV, and two. Then two, the number two. Because I had a hard time finding them. And now once you find them, you'll have a ball, man. I love his green screen. Mm-hmm. I love the quarter. I'm dying to see the thing come in and just figure, bring the box a little in.
And figure out how to cut back and forth between the videos.
Oh, no.
I am excited for the growth, too. It's fun. It is really fun watching people grow, and that's, like, one of the cool things that I have done during my whole YouTube watching experience is I watch someone grow.
Well, you played on YouTube, too, so it's not like you knew it a little bit. Not like it is today, obviously.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Even in the very beginning, it was always fun watching someone just absolutely start from nothing then blow up. And then after that, you're like, okay, I'm done with them. I'm going to go start from someone else. Just like Sketch. Like, Sketch was fun to watch, be like, oh, this guy's getting traction. And now I bet you I'll be done with him in about a month or so.
He's the kind of guy like Shane Gillis. You're just going to go back and check.
Yeah, for sure.
We got into Shane Gillis.
Well, Shane Gillis, I think, he's going through, like, PR control. Because I think his team definitely, it was like, you are absolutely too, like, he was everywhere. You know, I think they kind of pulled him back a little. You know, even to work on, you know, his new special and his new
comedy show. You know, you're right.
Because he's working on a special and he's working on a comedy show.
And he's got his own podcast. He's got his own thing. Yeah. I agree. I think that's exactly what happened because you don't see him as much. Mm-hmm. You know, you do, but you don't. We just see him because he's in our algorithm.
Yep.
You know, we're used to ours. Like, you know, we have our our show.
Your brother's algorithm was insane.
Oh, my brother's.
It was amazing. I don't think he understood what YouTube is meant for.
Oh, he has no idea. He thought it wasn't
any of those searches. It was so great. I loved it. It was awesome.
Nick, he was just like I was
right
in 2019.
Yeah.
No, not even getting it. No,
yeah.
I still thought YouTube was just, because nobody goes out, nobody my age is out there. Hey, did you see that new YouTube show? Or
it's so funny when you talk about it and all your friends are like, what the hell are you talking about, dude? Like, no, we don't watch YouTube.
Exactly.
And you're 62. Like, you guys got to know about this guy. And they're like,
and you should check this out.
I don't know.
Went, it's really funny you said that because I was talking about the, you know, I says, I got to show you something, Dennis, my buddy Dennis. So my brother chimed in. And he goes, yeah, Den, you got to listen to Larry. He showed me this stuff on YouTube. It was like I showed him the key to the golden thing.
What did you show him?
Met interviews. There's man. Remember when we put them all up?
He got
there?
Into it?
Oh,
is he into it now?
That's what he likes, that part of YouTube.
Well, he doesn't know how to change his algorithm up, so he's stuck. He's stuck on Mets interviews. I know. He's stuck on Mets interviews forever now. You know?
He's happy.
Because you know we have to like force our algorithm to figure something out.
We do, yeah. You and I do. But we got it on 24. I mean, we're talking about YouTube watchers, man.
Yeah.
But also, when I look at that, Nick, that he understood. And I told Dennis, because he goes, oh, where can I find the shows? You know, oh, is it on? Yeah. He understood that. But they don't get that YouTube is really for, oh, we got this channel. I can get 1,000 channels. Nobody cares anymore about 1,000 channels.
Yeah. Your brother's like, he's amazed by the Apollo and the like, 100,000 channels. He's so excited to like just scroll through 100,000 channels. I'm like, dude, what is that? This does not seem appealing to get to somewhere. Like CNN, you have to scroll through all those channels.
Where's no, you know, he's just going to type CNN.
It's not what he does.
No, he has it on his favorite. He can put it on his favorite. I can show you.
He's really good at the Apollo. He's all over that thing.
That's all he does. And it's all sports. Ask him a news show and a sports show. Ask him anything else. Ask him a top, you know, like a sitcom, anything.
Nothing. No.
Comedy, like, you know. Ask him where South Park is. What? What's South Park?
Stupid.
I love it. Guaranteed it's stupid.
Yeah, it's all stupid. It's so funny.
It's so stupid. He's so funny. But when he reacts, it is pure gold. Because he is true to form, doesn't, you know, right? Mm-hmm. Is he something?
Yeah, you tried showing him some people, and he just wasn't having it. But when he's when he is interested in the slightest, it's amazing, you know? Because he also doesn't care, but he's a little interested, but he's also like, this is so dumb. Get this shit away from me. But you can tell he's a little interested.
Oh, you know how I get him messed up a little too? Dave, you know Trump's winning.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'll light him up. I light him right
he's
up.
He's going to jail.
He's going to jail. I said, Dave, he's not going to. Yeah, he is. I bet he's going to jail. Dave, how long have you been watching this? 2 years, 5 years already? He ain't going to jail.
10.
He's not going to jail. They've been saying that since 15.
Yeah. They've been trying to arrest the man since 2015.
I think so. They impeached him and everything. I mean, I think that, listen, a lot of it's self-brought on. He brings it on himself a little bit.
He said, I'm not supposed to show you guys these documents.
Yeah.
They're highly classified. To a room full of news reporters.
Yeah.
You know those are rats. Every one of those guys are a snitch, dude. They are reporters, dude. What? I know I'm not supposed to have these, but look at them, guys. They're all reporters, bro.
Did he think that wasn't going to come out?
They were all reporters.
Wait.
What?
He knows he's not supposed to have it.
He said it. Yeah. I know I'm not supposed to have these. They're highly classified. But here.
Hey, you want to look at them?
Here, rats.
Yeah. No. How does he know their classification?
He doesn't. He knows they're all reporters.
And when he was the president, he was allowed to do that.
But what I'm saying is, like, anyone else besides a room full of reporters, you know?
No, it's...
I don't give a fuck if it's under the table or not, or, like, off the record or not. It's... Don't do that.
No,
wouldn't you just think?
No, you know,
No? You wouldn't think to just not pull out of all that, knowing you're Donald Trump and the whole world is after you?
I don't think, you know, sometimes...
The whole world is after
but
you.
But sometimes I think he's just immune to it. Like, he must be... He can't read negative shit, because it's all over the place. He only reads the good stuff. You know that. We heard someone tell us that.
That's fun. Really fun. Yeah, I loved hearing that. Because it was, like, straight from the horse's mouth, and I was like, it's true. Like, I know it's true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
The man is literally scouring the internet for himself.
Oh.
It's all he watches.
100%.
It's amazing. I love it.
I tried that, too. I get tired of myself. I don't even like my own voice. I get sick of my voice when I hear it on there. You must be really sick of my voice.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, I don't mean that to be funny. I mean...
Yeah, it's not funny.
Shut up, Nick.
No,
you don't
I'm
have
also,
to be so
I'm,
tight about
I'm
that.
I'm also disgusted of mine, too. Like, I'm like, get this motherfucker off the screen, dude. Get this Joker off the screen.
Yeah, I am totally like, I know what me that... I don't even... People say, do you listen to your show? Do you do anything? In the beginning, I really did a lot. And I know I'm trying to get...
Okay, but listen,
you know,
to
Joe Rogan said something to me
don't
today.
Don't listen to the show, but watch your videos.
No. Also, listening... Joe Rogan said something today, and
Joe is not listening to the shows.
Can I tell you what he said?
Yeah,
that he's still learning every day today, learning something new. With his podcasting, he goes, "I know it sounds crazy." He says, "You know, but it could be the reflection of my voice. I'm trying to." He goes, "I'm bad at this. Same thing as me, cutting people off. You know, and I'm still." He goes, "And I, oh my god, that's me big time." So he goes, I'm trying to catch myself, and then I do. And he has gotten a lot better at letting people, you know.
You're getting better.
Huh?
You're getting better.
I am getting better. I mean, I was bad in the beginning, really bad. People were cursing me out. Let them talk! And I get it now, but I do let them talk now.
And well, you try to.
Well, until it gets so...
You're working on it.
You know, it depends on the guests, too. They're easy.
Oh, for sure.
You got to remember, if a guest is easy and you don't got to carry them, the ones that you have to carry... know they're going to be a bore, and you want to try to get it sort of help your audience not be bored to hell with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to, I don't know, you're like trying me. To do something, huh? So
like me.
What, with you? No, they like your stupid comments. They like Morty, too.
Morty
don't care. Like, he says, I'm on retirement now.
No.
Look at him. He's just, that's a professional rester.
He is.
Morty is the outdog here, everybody. Is and we got a show. You got to put him up. Just do that. Put a picture of Morty up.
Professional cuddler.
He is totally. Look at him. I mean, look at him. Should I take a video of him?
No. We have enough.
Oh, look at him. Yeah, but he's running that couch right now, man. He don't even hear
us. It's funny because he can't walk right now, guys. Well, he can walk.
Very
tore
bad.
Tore both his ACLs.
Yeah, we had a rough time with him.
So he hobbles around everywhere.
Most
so
people we would have killed.
He hits his exercise in his dreams, and he runs around in his dreams.
Oh, he does.
And then he wakes up exhausted, and he doesn't want to do anything.
It's the truth.
You know, he's exhausted when he wakes up.
That is true, Nick.
Everywhere, dude.
You should see him. He's like, can we watch him.
We got to take a video of
him. Can you just let me rest, dude? I'm like, you've been sleeping for 12 hours. We got to
take a video of him.
You've been sleeping for 12 hours. Get up.
He does that, man. He does that.
I sincerely think he thinks he's actually exercising. And when he wakes up, he's like, I got to go to sleep, dude. All right.
Well, Taylor Swift won, just to give you the record. It's the records you won is 300 million streams in 24 hours. No one's ever did that. She did it, and she did it in 12 hours. Spotty revealed in social media, this broke the previous record, which Swift also held with her album Midnights, which achieved a feat of 185 million listens in a day. Swift's record-breaking with TTPD did not stop at just album streams. Oh, my, she bought more. Oh, boy, the record she's breaking.
She's breaking all of them.
Yep.
She's breaking all of them.
She's something, man.
She's at the top. She's been at the top. She will stay at
You know, top. You're not hearing anything more about her boyfriend.
Also, because it's not the NFL season.
Right.
You know, who cares about him now? Who is he? Who?
Oh, he's going to be Mr. Swift.
Who?
Mr. Swift.
Who?
Does she take his name? Or he take her name?
No, they're hyphenating. No, they're gonna keep each other's names.
Yeah, she'll have to be Taylor Swift Kelsey,
something.
You know, because he's the last name has to be the big boss.
Kim was Kim Kardashian West.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's just easy.
You know, you're rich when you keep
when you're not name. Yeah. When you're not letting that name go, and then you can just easily just drop that end.
Yeah. Goodbye. Next.
Now I'm back to Kim Kardashian. Thank you.
Are they married, the Kardashians? No. Any of them?
I don't know. No. Oh, maybe I don't know, the boring one with the dead face and the pussy candle.
How about the prettiest one?
Oh, you like Kendall. You like Kendall. You think Kendall's the
I think there's
one.
A gorgeous a model. She's a model.
It's Kendall. I like Kylie.
Kendall is the one?
Mm-hmm.
There was this beautiful picture I saw of her. If it was
Kendall.
Her.
It was Kendall. Yeah. Mm. You like Kendall because she like you like the Taylor Swift girls. You know, she's got the Taylor Swift
look.
Normal ass basic.
I don't like those big asses the Kardashian girls put on them.
They got rid of them.
We got rid of it.
They did. It was just not the trend anymore. They got rid of them. Yes.
Did they get breast reductions?
Huh? No. No. It's not the trend yet.
Not the trend.
Maybe in 3 years they might.
Isn't one of them married to a basketball player or was Odom?
Lamar Odom. That was Chloe.
Yeah, no more.
And he was doing like a bunch of perkies. And
yeah, stuff. He went crazy.
He was having sex with like prostitutes or not, you know, just
whatever.
Groupies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
and
who was else?
And then, no, and then the same girl got married to another basketball player who got caught cheating on her while she was giving birth to their kid. It was awesome. It was amazing.
Did she think he wasn't? She was cheating on her, you know, they met that way.
Huh?
Right? They all met.
No, okay, but Larry, she was giving birth to their kids.
Well, he was busy.
Come on, bro. Chill out.
What did you listen? I remember where
and
I
you,
was.
You would literally do that too. You would totally go and cheat on your wife.
I think
while
I did.
While your kid's being born.
Yeah. I don't know. If I did. I doubt I did.
You said I wish I did.
Or maybe I did.
Yeah. See, you're definitely the type of guy to do that.
No, I wouldn't. I would do it. Maybe.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
Yeah, especially if she was giving you like an attitude.
Oh.
That morning.
Oh. Oh.
About her water breaking.
What water? On my Friday?
football Sunday?
Football Sunday? You got to wait.
Tuesday.
Yeah, it has to be a Tuesday because you got Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football? Yeah. Sunday Night Football. Did, no Tuesday nights?
I want to say another thing I'm really liking. I know it's a tough time. I wonder what people are going to think. I like Beyonce, what she's done with these country songs.
It's so old. Hasn't she been in the country game?
Not that long, has she?
Yeah. Now, I didn't think any of this was new. Or I just am not knowledgeable.
I think you just don't know. Maybe
what
I
other songs
know.
Was she making? She was making country and hip-hop songs, I thought. Like country pop songs, I thought. For a while.
She come out with a few songs that I like. I really like. Texas Hold'em and official.
Hugh and Mark watching. Got into the Black Eyed Peas, guys. Him and his buddy Mark. 260.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing funnier than 260-year-old men figuring out what the Black Eyed Peas are and then actually.
What do you mean? We knew the Black Eyed Peas before you were born.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, no.
Black Eyed Peas are around since the 90s.
You did not know about them.
Are you kidding me?
Mark did not know about them.
Mark knew about the Black Eyed Peas.
No, he didn't. Call him up. No, he didn't.
I will tell you, guarantee he did.
No, said that he heard about them once.
Do you want me to prove you wrong?
Yes.
Go, put it on here.
Call him. Jesus.
As this is connected, I will call him right now.
How much you want to bet?
Okay.
Are we betting?
Yeah, we're going to bet push-ups right here.
Okay. How many?
Well, we're starting out because my arms hurt.
No. So it's the same 20 part. Push-ups.
No.
Then what's the bet? That's a dumb bet. Because you're wrong. Mark's going to say, like, I heard about them.
I bet he knew about them.
He's going to say, I heard about them. Yeah.
Heard about them.
He's going to say, I didn't know they were that big, but I did hear about them. Yeah.
You know, you're so whacked out.
And don't load the question up.
I'm not going to load anything.
Be like, before the, whatever it was called that you guys were doing, you know. Did you know exactly who they were? Yeah. Very heavy.
Yeah, I'm asking, did you know who the Black Eyed Peas or did you always know who the Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, you need headsets.
Oh, yeah. I know, I need
no,
one.
No, you don't. Here you go.
No, I don't. Who? Oh, yeah. I just need to get the my device paired. But you're connected. Oh, hit it, yeah. I mean, we're trying to hook me up, guys.
Now,
hold on. Let me see. Oh, there
so,
it is.
What's
there
the
it
bet?
Is. Wait, there it is.
The bet is,
and it should be. I am connected. Okay, ready?
The bet is DoorDash.
Well, what?
Steak and Shake.
Who?
Steak and Shake. I don't hear it ringing.
I'm not doing it yet.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to get my bet in order.
Get your bet in order. You're going to lose.
I'm going to win. What?
Yeah, we'll see. Of course he knew who the Black Eyed Peas were. He knew them before you were born.
He said that he knew of them. He never knew that they were that big.
Are you kidding me?
That's what he said. It's what the man said.
Okay.
It's what the man said, so I'm taking the man for his word.
Nick, put it up.
It's up. Oh. I don't hear nothing. Nothing. Well, there we go. Got it. You hear it?
Oh, here it is.
You hear it?
No.
Here. Oh, Marky Mark. Beak.
Hey.
Hey, Mark. Beak, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Listen, just to let you know, I'm on the air because we have an argument, Nick and I, right now. How long have you known the Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, I just discovered them recently.
Yep. All right, so I'm
wait a minute. You didn't know them back in with Fergie back in the day?
Hold on, I'm in the store. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, we caught him.
All right, so I'm gonna need my 100K.
So I knew of them back in the day, but. Never really listened to them. Like, that's not my style. And just recently, like 3 months ago, I'm watching YouTube and came across it somehow. I'm like, they got awesome videos and the music I like.
No, I know. I mean,
you never knew how big they were.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah. I didn't realize it.
Black Eyed Peas is great. Some good music.
All right.
Looks like look, he's trying to get me out. All right, Mark, let me kill you out of here because I just...
Oh, now Mark can't be on the podcast. Now you lost the bet.
Shut up, Nick. All right, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate that.
Not at all. Good talking to you all. All right.
That was Mark. Mark lied. He didn't know.
You said, I am the winner of the bet?
Yes, I won. How did I lose that?
You didn't.
How doesn't he know the Black Eyed Peas? I remember when that song came out. I love that song, the Black Eyed Peas song. You know that favorite song?
All of them.
You know
what, Fergalicious?
No, that's
Definitious.
Anyway, I don't know, Nick. You're a little out there too, so I don't know what to do with all you guys.
What are you blaming me? What was blame just put on me for? What was the blame? What was that? You just sprinkled blame. I would like to know what the blame was.
That the window's open.
Oh, okay. Cool. At least it's something.
You know I'm going to blame you on something.
I know. That's what I saw it sprinkling. I was like, hey.
You know, you're going to have a specific skill when you leave here someday. You could speak Larry.
It's going to talk over people.
You could speak Larry.
Snap. I'm just kidding.
No, like figure
Sorry
out.
Sorry for cussing.
Figure out what I'm saying. How many people can do that?
Should I write it on the top of the application or?
I speak Larry. If people say, what do you mean? Oh, I can understand Larry.
I can understand ex-felon.
No, Larry ex-felon. Because I'm a little different than most people. I go, you don't have to get that.
No, you do it way weirder than that.
Okay, before we do start going, anything else to report? What's going on? Because, you know, we're going to start. I think I'm going to start that series to let everybody know. I'm going to definitely look at it and maybe go online and do it, too. You said, I can't watch a show online, can you?
Yeah, you can. Why not?
People do that with you? I mean, not really. Who wants that?
Literally what people do on live stream. Yes, it's a whole category. Yeah, totally is. It's reactions. Why not? But yeah, that's
we're gonna have a talk about that. No, we have.
Dude,
to.
You literally are watching that Poseidon kid with the long hair do it. You're literally watching him react to like body cam footage and high speed chases.
Oh yeah.
On live stream, doing that. That's what they do. They just sit in their room and watch content and then react to it. That's all they do. They watch YouTube and they react to it on live.
Are you kidding me?
So you know what you know the kid I'm talking about with the long hair?
Yeah, Umbalaka.
You got
him and the other one. Patrick. His name's CC Patrick, whatever that guy is.
No, different guys. This guy's got like long hair.
Yeah, hair.
He's always wearing a white shirt.
I know who you mean. Yeah,
Penguin guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Penguin something.
Yeah.
Good one. Very good, Nick.
Pretty good.
Oh, is that it? Oh, anyway, it should be it because I didn't know. I thought we were going off. All right, anyone, anything else to report, Nick, going on?
No.
Got a lot coming up. We're going to be reporting some stuff coming out and stuff like that here real soon. Have a great day, everybody. Please stay safe. And we will probably see you next time.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Law.